traffic delays, congestion and tailbacks. They're all regularly mentioned on this programme, and now it's emerged the number of cars on Irish roads has barely decreased since government asked people to return to remote working. Cian McCormack has the story. Cian, you've got figures from Transport Infrastructure Ireland. What do they show?
Well, Gavin, they show not much has changed. We're still within 1% of pre-pandemic levels of cars on the national road network. Here's Transport Infrastructure Ireland's spokesperson, Sean O'Neill.
On the aggregate, so over a 24-hour period, there has been a shift in traffic movements, where over that period, in a full cycle of a day, we're only down about 1% on the national network. So it's just showing us that the snapshot we look at in the morning, which is, you know, down a bit, but not significantly, but when you look at the whole aggregate, it's only down approximately 1%.
And Cian, more detail emerges when you look at commuter times between 7 and 10 in the morning.
Yeah, the takeaway from these figures is that there's barely a change in the numbers of cars on our roads in the morning. So here are two examples, Gavin. There were about 21,000 cars on the M50 at junctions 6 and 7 yesterday, in comparison to 23,000 on November the 11th. And by the way, we're picking November the 11th because it was the last Thursday before the government decision to tell people to work from home. A similar trend was picked up at junctions 1 and 2 on the M50 near the airport. Yesterday, just shy of 19,000 cars were recorded there, compared to 20,000 on November the 11th. These examples, they represent very small overall decreases. Again, here's Sean O'Neill.
Right across the country, there's a minor decrease in the percentage range of 2 to 3%. But we still have a lot of traffic out there right now. We don't see a massive decrease. No, we don't.
When we look at the figures from the beginning of November and from yesterday, they do paint a picture of people being on the road early in the morning. Now, we don't know where exactly those people are going, but it's likely that they're going to work, isn't it?
It is. I think your assumption is correct. I mean, you we're comparing apples to apples, but we just don't know where those apples are going, to your point. But if you look at the time of travel, those are the peak times in the morning, and those are the times when people are more than likely going to work.
Coming up to 8:30, we'll get the news headlines shortly. Cian, that's people in their cars. What about public transport?
Yeah, well, we see small decreases on Dublin Bus, Irish Rail, Lewis, Bus Éireann and other public service transport providers. The National Transport Authority figures for November the 11th show 655,000 people using public transport on that day across Ireland, compared nearly to 640,000 last Thursday. And average daily figures before the pandemic, we saw 1 million passengers using those services per day. In Dublin City, there were similar decreases, about 350,000 passengers used these kinds of transport services last Thursday, compared with 370,000 on November the 11th. Tim Gaston is the Director of Public Transport Services with the National Transport Authority. He says the figures are unsurprising.
We have seen a slight decrease in people using public transport, with more office workers not coming into the office and working from home. But interestingly, people are still using public transport for lots of other things. At weekends, we're almost as busy as we would have been pre-COVID in many parts of the network.
On commuter services?
Commuter services would be the hardest hit. And Irish Rail over the last 2 weeks would have seen 10% or more reduction in people using the commuter, the Dublin commuter corridor in particular. And Dart as well would be down. Intercity, less so, because again, people are still doing those other journeys and other reasons for intercity travel, whether it's a match or visiting family and so on.
Are people moving to their cars instead of taking public transport? Have you done any research or looked at that data?
We get some figures from Transport Infrastructure Ireland, which shows what's happening in the national road network, and we don't see any big changes there.
Cian, you also spoke to Lewis representatives. What do their figures show?
Yeah, we see a decline there as well. Nearly 97,000 people used the Lewis last Thursday, compared to about 107,000 on November the 11th. To put that into context, there were 120,000 passengers daily before the pandemic in 2019. Some final other figures. As we heard, Irish Rail had seen a drop in commuter passenger numbers of about 10%, which we heard earlier there. There were 83,000 passengers on its services on November 11th last, compared to 76,000 last Thursday. Dublin Bus saw 314,000 passengers use their buses last Thursday, compared to 331,000 on November the 11th. And in terms of footfall, Dublin city centre footfall in the first week of November was 2.3 million compared to 2.3 million last week. So this means footfall remains unchanged or static at a time when it traditionally would be increasing on the run up to Christmas. And Dublin Town, which represents retailers, says more people are working from home and businesses are being impacted. Gavin.
Cian, thank you. That's Cian McCormack.